You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Lech Lecha, and an important introduction to the maimer of this parsha that we're focusing on, and Limud HaTorah as a whole, specifically the Limud of Parshas HaShavua. All of us, when we start our chinuch as young children, we learn certain psukim, rashis, mamorei chazal, and as is necessary, our teachers gave it to us in a very simple way, and seemingly simple concepts, and we carry them with us throughout our whole life, and it's meaningful to us, and it's meaningful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the most simple of ways. But as we get older, and as we learn more, we should begin to appreciate that these simple concepts really have much deeper meanings, and this week's shiur focuses on one of these mamorim. Specifically, the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, and in the second pasuk it says, Ve'escho L'goy Gadol, I will make you a great nation, Ve'avorechecha, and I will bless you, Ve'agad L'shemecha, and I will make your name great, Ve'heve Brocha. And there's two primary pirushim which Rashi gives us. We'll focus on the second one, Dovaracha. Ve'escho L'goy Gadol, I will make you a great nation, Ze She'omrim Elikei Avraham, in Shmoyne Esra. We start off Shmoyne Esra with saying Elikei Avraham. Ve'avarechecho is Elikei Yitzchak. Ve'gad L'shemecho is Elikei Yaakov. So Rashi says, Yochol Yeh Chois Min Bekulon. You might be able to think that we would end the bracha with Brocha To Hashem Elikei Avraham Elikei Yitzchak Ve'Elikei Yaakov, but we don't. We end the bracha Mogen Avraham, with you there will be a blessing, b'chocho yismet, v'loy bohem. So that's a very simple, seemingly simple thought. But, and this is a gemura in Masechtas Psochim daf kif yud zayin umed beis, which Rashi is quoting. But many mefoshim, notably the holy Megala Amukos and others, go deeper. Because in Pirkei Avos we learn al shleisha dvorim ha'olam oimet. The entire world stands on three foundations, Al HaTorah, Al HaAvodah, V'Al Gemilas Chasadim. And these three foundations of the world connect to the three Avos. Avraham was the Midas HaChesed. Again, as all the little children know, Avraham Avinu had a tent, and he provided Achila, Shtia, and Levoya, or Lina, the first letter spell, Eshel. And his whole mission in life, where he launched the concept of one God on the world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he introduced the world to this concept through Achnosis Orchim and Ahavas Abriyas. Yitzchak was the Midas HaAvodah, which was Mesiras Nefesh, which is Tefillah, and which is Kedushas Hashem. Yitzchak was willing to sacrifice himself because it was believed that that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted at the Akedah. So this Midah of Avodah, which is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Mesiras Nefesh, that's Kiddush Hashem, and with Tefillah, this is the second Yesod of the world, which is Avodah. And Yankif Avinu is the Amud HaTorah. He learned in Shem Ve'eva all those years before he went to Beis Lavan. And the whole Torah is connected to him specifically. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Avraham Avinu that the Chesima of the whole Golus, when Klal Yisrael will have to be saved, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will send us Mashiach, that this schus, that Klal Yisrael that we're going to need to bring Mashiach, this schus is directly linked to Avraham Avinu. Like the Pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpat tipodeh v'shaveha b'tzedaka. That's what it means, b'cho choismin v'loy bahem. In other words, when we say b'cho choismin, we're talking about the chesima of the Golus, and what's called the Ketz Hayomim, the end of days. Klal Yisrael will be redeemed, it seems, primarily in the schus of Gemilas Chasadim, not the schus of Torah, not the schus of Avodah, and that's what B'cho Choismin means, says the Megala Amukos and others. And they add, in the Medrash Shech HaTov, that Avraham Avinu was able to see this because Avraham Avinu came after Noach, and he saw and he learned that Noach was saved because of his Gemilas Chasadim of feeding the animals in the Teva. That was the Avodah of Noach. That's why he had to work so hard, as the Mefarshim say in last week's Parsha, while in the Teva, to feed all the animals all day and all night, like the Gemara relates that famous conversation between Eliezer Eved Avram and Shem ben Noach. Why did he have to work so hard? The teretz is that the schus of saving the world comes through Gemilas Chasadim. And that is what is meant by Chochoismin. And it seems that there is an element in Gemilas Chasadim which supersedes the Midah of Yitzchak, which is Avoida and Mesiras Nefesh, and even the Midah of Yankif Avinu, which is Torah. This will bring the Geula. And with this we can perhaps understand the very difficult Gemara in Mesechtes Bava Metzia Pei Hei, which tells us that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who was the Mechaber of the Mishnah, basically, the transmission of all of Torah Shebaal Peh came through Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And it tells us a story which we have to abbreviate, that a behema that was being taken to Shechita broke away and came and cried on the lap of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said, go to the Shechita because Kila Kach Natsarta, because you were created for this. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was punished with 13 years of Yisurim because he did not have Rachmanes on this behema. And the only time that Yisurim ended, says the Gemara, was when a maidservant in the house of Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to throw out little baby weasels that she found in a corner of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's house. And he said, let them be, because the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to have Rachmanes on animals. And he quoted the pasuk of Verachmov al kol masov, and only then was the Yisurim taken away from him. So you would imagine it's astounding. The whole Torah Shebaal Peh comes through Yehuda Anasi, and because in some fashion he didn't have Rachmanis on the Behema, he should be given Yisurim. But this seems to be related to the Vachochoismin of this shir and the limud which Avraham Avinu learnt from Noach, that Noach was saved because he was taking care specifically even of the animals, not just having Rachmanis on human beings. And I want to end this year, because we have no time left, with a fascinating Paldis Yosef in Parshas Chayesor on the Pasuk of Lesuach Basada, that he also quotes this that we mentioned earlier, but with greater detail. The Medrash tells us, the Yetze Yankov Lesuach Basada Lifnois Orev, Pirish koidem bias Mashiach yotze Yankif la'ayin be'eza schus miskaimin. Yitzchak is going to come down to the world in the Shema of Yitzchak. And look, is Klal Yisrael roi for the Geula? V'yar v'hine gamolim boim huach nosis orchem sheboim al ha'gemolim. It seems that gemolim is merumis to gemilas chasadim. And with this he says that there are people that live, as we would say in the boondocks, from a Yidin that provide achnosis orchim to people, and they don't have a minion, and they don't have not only tefillah betzibur, but they don't have bata knesiyas, bata midrashis. But in the schus of gemilas chasadim, this is yoisa mekabaldas pnei hashchina, like we'll see in next week's parasha. Avraham Avinu was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he excused himself to do the mitzvah gemilas chasadim. And just one more tiny takeaway I learned from the Yesoidis in this shir, and what I saw by my grandmother, the Zvila Rebbetzin of Los Angeles, and what I saw by my shviga, the Turka Rebbetzin in Queens, I learned that even to this day, when there are mishalochim that come, and I often can't give them a big nesina, a big contribution, but I give them a meal, and I give them where to sleep. And it seems that this mitzvah also has the transcendent power that we alluded to this too in this shir, that in the schus of the midah of Avram, that will be zoicha to see bias shir tzidkenu b'mehera v'yameinu refuas nishuas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.